Nome Common Council seats C and D are up for election tomorrow as part of the Nome municipal election. Four of the candidates were able to be interviewed and introduce themselves, what they feel to be Nome's most pressing issues and solutions in this piece. You'll be hearing from Jennifer Reeder, Keith Morrison, Megan Sigvana-Topcock, and Lucas Sawyer. This is the first part in a two-part profile series on the council candidates. You will hear from the candidates for seat C in this segment. Tune into the 5 o'clock hour to hear the candidates running for seat D. KNOM was able to speak with Jennifer Reeder and Keith Morrison, who are running for seat C against incumbent Lou Tobin. Tobin was unable to be reached for an interview when this piece was created. Jennifer Reeder has lived in Nome for over 20 years, and until recently served as a member of the school board. She has worked in human relations for the military and worked for years with Nome Public Schools and has just recently returned to work at Nome Elementary.
Hi, my name is Jennifer Reeder. I got elected to the school board in October of 2010, and I just recently resigned so I could apply for my position at the Nome Elementary School. I felt a great loss after I resigned, and I felt like I could still be doing work for the community, and then thought about how else I could continue my civic responsibility to our community. Decided that the city council would probably be a good next step for me. I worked for the school district as the quality schools coordinator, and I worked through the process of coming up with a new strategic plan, and we did a lot of community collaboration to come up with some goals that the school district was going to try to work through based on parent and community input.
Keith Morrison, originally of Cleveland, Ohio, has lived in Nome since 2009.
My name is Keith Morrison. I am a European-American. I am a second-generation immigrant. I first worked at the youth facility here in town for just over a year. And after I was through with that employment, I moved over to where I'm at currently, which is behavioral health through Norton Sound Health Corporation. And that has really given me a pretty clear understanding, or at least a clear picture in my own mind, about some of the issues that have faced Nome for what I'm told to be decades. And issues that we continue to struggle with to this day. My wife is Darlene Trigg. She and I moved to Anchorage so that she could participate in social justice work for First Alaskans Institute. And while we were there in Anchorage, I ended up becoming much more active in social justice and systems change from a predominantly indigenous perspective. And that really was a gift because it allowed me to see or allowed me to reframe what I had been seeing and how I had been looking at things while living here in Nome.
Reeder drew upon her experience serving on the school board to share how she would serve Nome on the city council.
First off, becoming a better listener and being able to think through problems and find solutions through a group effort. We do a lot of community activities to help resolve issues with the school board, and I am very inquisitive when it comes to trying to come up with solutions to problems.
Morrison explained how he sees himself serving the city.
I believe that as a city council member, I'm simply meant to be a representative of the people, many of which who have been marginalized and oppressed for years. Being in what I would consider to be a very close relationship with many, both Native and non-Native folks who live here in Nome, it is the driving force behind why I think at this time in Nome's history, I would be a good candidate.
Both Reeder and Morrison shared how they feel the council can improve.
I think the council could improve on some of the transparency of things that are being accomplished in our community right now. The hiring practices in the Nome Police Department could probably use a little bit of updating. It sounded like there's a section of the community that was curious why they weren't involved in the hiring process of the new police chief. And so I'm hoping that they can change some of those things and make them a little more transparent and have a little more community input and maybe not leave it up to one small group of people. So I think that the city council's thought on doing a community safety advisory board is a super fantastic idea. And I think that some of the individuals and some of the community groups that are coming to the council meetings repetitively and asking for the same thing over and over again, I hope that they will consider putting an advocate on that board or applying for the position on that board, and hopefully the city will actually say yes to them and get them on the board so they can actually have not just one group of people, but many groups of people that can be represented so that the board can come to the city council with a clear representation of our entire community and not just one group of our community so that we can help everybody. And I think that community advisory committee is going to be, or the safety advisory committee will be a great start for that.
At least from an internal perspective, and this is answering it from historically, you know, has always believed that they've done the best by and for the community. But it seems to me to be blatantly obvious that throughout Nome's history, the disproportionality of how Nome's population has been served is very glaring and obvious in the financial disparities that exist within the population, within the demographics of the population.
Jennifer Reeder offered her thoughts and solutions for what she feels to be the most pressing issue in Nome today.
I think the most important issue at the city right now, it seems to be, is the homelessness issue that we have on Front Street. And it looks like there's a lot of community organizations that have come forward to the city with some different ideas and some different plans. I hope to continue having these conversations with these organizations so that we can actually move forward with trying to figure out a way to provide people of our community, homeless or otherwise, with the support that they need to get through whatever trials they're going through at this time in their lives. I've seen quite a few suggestions to actually try to work together with some other entities to try to buy some buildings that are being vacated. And I think that might be a start to actually have someplace safe for adults in our community to go.
Here is Keith Morrison with what he feels to be the most important issue in Nome.
So to me, the most important issue is addressing the sexual assault, domestic violence, and safety of our community. There are other issues like homelessness and revenue, which we continue talking about, that I believe are able to be better addressed after we've really made Nome one of the safest places in our state and safe for everyone. You know, I want to be very clear about that. It seems that Nome for a long time has been very safe for the white community, you know, and it has not been as safe for the Native community, and when we talk about numbers, specifically Native women, and lack of responsiveness by what seems to be and is turning out to be a majority of the police force, again, throughout the history of Nome. Now, that's not to say for one second that there haven't been good or great officers, but the system itself hasn't been enough, or hasn't purposefully held itself accountable to the things that matter most to the people who live here.
Both candidates closed with telling KNOM how they plan on improving Nome as part of the Common Council.
I hope to help improve Nome just by being present, being on the council, and pushing for the changes that the community feels are important to our citizens and our community. That's what my goal is.
You know, it's not about what I can do in this seat. It's about how I can hopefully help to bring more people together in a collaborative way and just talk about solutions. We know what the problems are, and it's time to quit focusing on the problems and really roll our sleeves up and focus on solutions. And it isn't just the city's responsibility. This goes, again, across all systems and across all employers or entities throughout our community.
You just heard from Jennifer Reeder and Keith Morrison, who are running for City Council seat C against Lou Tobin. This is the first part in a two-part profile. Listen in the 5 o'clock hour to hear from Megan Topcock and Lucas Sawyer, who are running for council seat D. No municipal elections will take place tomorrow.